All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right. Every team's got a floor. Every team's got a ceiling. Well, Sully's got all 32 NFL teams. We got to go through as many of these as possible, and the only requirement I am told, I have to select the floor or the ceiling and a reason why. Sully, music.
And I want to challenge us to get through all 32 here.
All right, let's go. You better start talking.
Let's start with the AFC East, Buffalo Bills. Their ceiling, 9-7, or their floor, 4-12.
Ceiling. They made upgrades at wide receiver with John Brown and Cole Beasley. I think Devin Singletary will give them a punch in the running game. And if Josh Allen goes minimally forward, they can win 9 games.
Yes. Dolphins, ceiling 8.
Floor.
Ceiling 8-8.
Floor.
Floor 3-13.
Floor. They blow it. Are going to go 1-15 and draft Tua. Next.
Oh, geez. Patriots, ceiling 13-3. Floor 8-8.
Whoa.
That's a tough one.
I'll take the floor. I can't take any more Patriots. Why am
betting
I
against Tom Brady?
Why am I doing it? Because I don't want to watch it anymore. There's right. My reason. Next.
Jets ceiling is 10-6. Their floor 5-11.
I think floor. I think it's one more year until they really take a big leap of winning. I think Darnold will take a step forward, but Mike, they're closer to 7-9 than they are that other nonsense. But you said floor or ceiling. I gotta go floor.
That's what makes it tough. AFC North. Ravens, ceiling 11-5, floor is 6-10.
There's part of me that wants to say ceiling here, the offense being tailored after Oklahoma, Lamar Jackson running it 150 times, Justice Hill, who was one of my favorite college players last year. I'll to hell with it. I'll go ceiling.
Okay.
Even though I think they're a 9-17.
Bengals, their floor is 4-12.
Floor.
Their ceiling's a mere 8-8.
Floor. They're pure trash. Andy Dalton's the Antichrist. Floor. They're awful.
All right, Browns. Ceiling, 11-5. Floor, 6-10 team.
I've been a believer in Baker Mayfield. Everyone thinks this is going
to
fail. I'll go with ceiling,
11-5.
I still believe it'll be hard to get to 10. But yeah, I'll go ceiling. Just too much talent to be that bad.
We might lose to the Browns.
All right, Steelers. Ceiling is 11-5. Their floor, 6-10.
Ceiling. Ceiling because I think they're going on a revenge tour.
Okay.
And I think they lock in and get it done.
AFC South, Texans, ceiling 11-5, floor 6-10.
Floor. Until they protect Deshaun Watson, I can't predict them to do a whole lot. I can't. And you know what? I hate their running game. I hate Lamar Miller. I hate that offensive line. Just floor.
Colts, you have the 7-9 floor and the ceiling as 11-5.
Not answering until I know if Andrew Luck's alive. Next. That's not fair. Don't ask me to answer that.
Jaguars, ceiling 10-6, floor 5-11.
Ceiling. I don't think they make the playoffs, but I think they are an 8-win football team, so okay. I'll say ceiling.
Close
Foles
ceiling.
Upgrades them. Defense won't be as fractured.
Are the Titans closer to 10-6 or 6-10?
6-10. Offense is gross. Mariota sucks. I hate Derrick Henry. Next.
Last conference in the AFC here. AFC West. Broncos 9-7 or 5-11.
Wow. 9-7. Defense is still legit, and if Flacco is even average, you can get to 9-7, but a brutally tough division.
All right, Chiefs, an 8-8 floor or a 13-3 ceiling?
13-3. I mean, even if Mahomes regresses, I still think they've got options in the backfield. They're still explosive. I will say ceiling. I just think they're that good.
Chargers, 11-5 or 6-10?
Closer to 6-10. I think this Melvin Gordon thing's really, really going to hurt them. I think they got very fortunate winning like every road game last year. Between the two, closer to being an 8-8 football team.
Are the Raiders closer to 4-12 or 9-7?
4-12. I don't buy anything they got going on. I just don't. Including the Antonio Brown saga.
Yep. On to the NFC. Cowboys, NFC East, 11-5 or 6-10?
Pass until I know if Zeke's in camp.
Come on.
You can't do that to me.
Giants, 9-7 ceiling or a 4-12 floor?
Floor. I think they get off to a slow start with a brutal early schedule. Then they switch to a rookie quarterback, which means you may not win a game. Floor.
Eagles, closer to 12-4
ceiling.
Or 7-9?
Ceiling, Super Bowl, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
I think their offense is fabulous. I think Miles Sanders is going to be explosive in the ground game. I think they're going to add Dallas Goedert to that passing game. I love everything about what Philly's got going on here. I think Wentz revenge tour, ceiling.
Okay, and the Redskins, ceiling 9-7 or 4-12 is the floor?
Floor. They're going to be absolutely dreadful. Trent Williams isn't there. Colt McCoy to Haskett? No.
Yeah.
Floor, 4-12.
On to the NFC North, the Bears, 11-5 or 7-9?
7-9. I think they take a step back. I think they're closer to being a 9-7 team than being, 11 or 12 wins. I think the defense will be good, but no way they score 7 defensive touchdowns again.
Are the Lions closer to 9-7 or 5-11?
9-7. I just think it's too much negativity. They have talent on the roster. Carry on, running game, a defense that has better personnel. I'll say 9-7.
Packers 11-5 or 6-10?
11-5. I think the Pack win the division. I think Rodgers is going to be doing the helicopter dance in everyone's face.
And same for the Vikings, 11-5 or 6-10?
6-10. I don't buy it. That O-line is not fixed. I'm really worried about Kirk Cousins. Dalvin Cook is never able to stay healthy. And I don't think Mike Zimmer's that good of a coach.
Mm-hmm. NFC South, Panthers 10-6 or 5-11?
I'll let you know when Cam's injury report comes out next.
Yeah, no kidding. Falcons 11-5 or 6-10?
Oh, geez,
another
Mike.
Tough one.
11-5.
Closer to?
Yeah, I think they run the hell out of the football this year. They've got the explosive receivers, and the defense can't be as injured as it was last year.
Saints, 8-8 floor or 12-4 ceiling?
I'm going to go 8-8 floor.
Okay.
I just don't buy Drew Brees at his age, the way he faltered down the stretch. I'll go 8-8.
And the Buccaneers, 9-7 or 4-12?
4-12. To hell with Jameis Winston. Can't do it.
All right, on to our last division here. The Cardinals and the NFC West.
Floor.
8-8 or 3-13?
3-13.
Wow.
Offensive line is dreadful. I think they're going to get Kyler Murray killed. I got to see David Johnson return to form from a few years ago. And that defense might be 32 out of 32.
All right, the Rams, 12-4 ceiling or an 8-8 floor?
12-4 ceiling. They've got their stuff together. That's still a really talented team. And look, Todd Gurley, I think they're a 10-6 team. That's still a lot better than the floor of what you're selling. So I'll go ceiling.
All right, the Niners, 10-6 or 5-11?
Mike, can I just pass because I'm so shaken by Jimmy G's performance the other night?
Yeah. No
kidding. I want to believe that they're going to take a major step forward. They added Tevin Coleman. They've added some weapons. I think Jimmy G coming back. I would opt for ceiling, but my God, that was brutal the other night.
Yeah, and a lot of these ones are tough. And we're going to close with the Seahawks here. Ceiling 11-5 or their floor at 6-10.
All Russell Wilson does is win 10 games a year. Every year he's been in the league except one. I'll go ceiling. Chris Carson will run the hell out of the football. Rashad Penny will be a nice compliment. And somehow, some way, Russell Wilson will find another David Moore, the next Paul Richardson, the next Javon Kurse. I'll go ceiling with them.
Well done. We're through it.
Finito.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.